You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for 90210. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest 90210 news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for 90210.
Hi, everyone. Hello. It's your girl, Nicola Gaona, your host for 90210. We decided to do a special segment today. It is Thanksgiving. Okay, Thanksgiving is tomorrow, so you know that's all about family. Mm-hmm. So what is better than having my sister be my co-host today and my father being in the building? So let's give a shout-out to my other family, Mom and Gigi. Y'all already know. So yes. My lovely co-host, Sasha Gaona, is here today.
Hi, everyone. Excited to be here.
Yes, and Fancy Tracy could not make it tonight, so we have a fill-in, which is, you know.
I got you. I got your back.
She got my back.
Don't worry about it.
So we are here, and we are at Episode 10, Smoked Turkey. Now, this is definitely smoking. Smoked Turkey.
That's a good title.
It was a great title for this episode. It definitely got a bit smoky when Naomi got on the
It always does, doesn't it?
I know. It really does.
Love it.
Let's just get right into it. We had Liam, basically, the whole thing was the Thanksgiving dinner. Everyone tried to make it, and it didn't even happen, I don't think.
I know, like, poor Liam, because he has all this money now, and he wants just to, you know, support his friends and do something like that.
I know, and I thought that was really nice of him, because honestly, I realized really none of them have family. Like,
no,
if you really think about it, Annie and Dixon's mom, they, like, deuced, like, out of the picture. She's in Paris, apparently, and then...
I don't even know.
It's just really weird to me. I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, none of them have parents, you know?
Yeah, I guess we've never really... have seen a lot of the parents.
Not this season at all. I don't think any of them are in there, which, I mean, they're all in college, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Liam, you know, pissed off. I'm surprised he doesn't know how to cook if he owns a bar. Like, you think maybe he had some skills in cooking?
Yeah, something. But I think it was kind of cute that they showed that he was, like, getting angry because he couldn't cook
anything. I know, it was kind of cute. You know, my future boyfriend, shout out to you, Liam. You know.
Hello.
Yes. But the crazy thing was his mom, actually, out of all the parents, his mom ends up showing up in the episode, which I thought was insane because last time she was maybe in like season, like, I don't even know, like
maybe
one
like
of the seasons before
or, second,
or something like that. And she was living with this horrible, like, his stepfather, remember?
You're right.
With
you're
all
right.
the money, everything like that.
Yeah.
And she ends up popping into his life, and I'm just like, okay.
I feel like that's just too much. It's just too much to handle sometimes because there's so much drama going on, and then, like, you have to add another, you know, level to it. But it just makes sense because, of course, Liam is making a lot of money, and then
she has to pop up into the business, you know, and just basically wanted Liam's money, which is just so hard for him because he's never had a stable life. Like he was saying, you know, for Thanksgiving, he never had a Thanksgiving.
I know.
And that's why he wanted to do this for his friends. And I just thought it was really messed up that his mom just came in there and wants to get away from that guy, but just needs
all
money. And he's just like, well, F you, and I'll give you the money and just stay away from me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least he still cares, but I just thought it was really rude, like...
Yeah, it was. I was really surprised by that, too.
Yeah, so, Annie, this little thing here.
I love what she's got going on right now.
Yeah, she's just, like,
she's in a big mess.
I mean, people getting arrested for prostitution.
That's scary.
If you think about it, I mean, I guess she would kind of get in trouble. But then again, like, they wanted a relationship. So
yeah, the lines are really...
I don't know. She is getting paid, though. But I don't think she's getting... I mean, I think maybe he's just doing her a favor and giving him the money.
I kind of think so, too. I have that feeling as well.
I mean, I can understand why she's getting worried because when they met, it was something like that, but obviously she didn't think it was going to turn into that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it was the relationship first, then that, and then she got the money. So, I mean...
Well, she's getting the money, honey.
Yeah, for dick then, but I mean, she's probably stressing out over there because I would not want to get arrested for some prostitution. That's just all bad.
Neither.
All bad. And Patrick, he's just done. I can't stand him, but she keeps on avoiding the whole situation with Silver. Silver's a good friend because, you know, you have your girlfriends. They already know if you still with that person.
Exactly.
You
know what I'm saying?
They just know. And Silver's just like, you still with Patrick? And she's just like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, okay, all my girlfriends always told me, you know, and they always knew. They was always right.
Yeah.
So Silver's definitely right. And she's just trying to play stupid. Annie,
how,
as
it's
always.
Just the usual.
Seriously, it really is.
They all like to keep secrets from each other. They don't,
and I'm just like, you guys are close friends, like, but you guys are keeping secrets.
Which is kind of weird and shady.
Actually, getting into secrets, we had Dixon this episode. He actually was lying at first, saying that he went on a tour, but he was actually, you know, in rehab, as we all know.
Exactly.
Which I think is crazy, like Dixon in rehab. Still, like, I can't get that in words. Like,
it's kind of weird because he did start off as a really good kid.
I know.
And then it's just progressively got worse for him. Like, it was Adriana who was like the screw up. And then it's like slowly getting into Dixon. I think like maybe they shouldn't like be together.
I know. Well, and that's what Adriana's saying. She was just like, okay.
I think,
like,
she's rubbing off on him.
No, definitely.
Let me tell you. I think that's just
I don't like
happening.
Him. I mean, I don't like her for him.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Obviously.
By the way, Sasha, I really like your nails.
Thank
Show
you.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Yes. Are they gels?
They're actually from American Apparel. And this is actually a couple coats, but it dries really quick, and it's a nice holiday color.
So if anybody wants to get their nails done and they look like that, American Apparel, everyone. Sorry, I got off track. We'll get back into it, but they are just shining and gleaming, and I had to say something because they're really cute.
Thank you.
Dixon, that was pretty much it. At the very end, though, I just thought it was shocking. He was just like, I have a drug problem.
I know.
Which I'm like, you should have just said it from the beginning because that's just awkward. Like I said, this is Thanksgiving. I feel like there's way too many things popping up and it's too dramatic and it's Thanksgiving. You should have a good time, no stressing, but everyone's just wanting to share their issues on Thanksgiving.
You know, that's just what happens. When you all get together, the whole group gets together, obviously some issues are about to go down because they have so many issues. Might as well put them all on the table while they're all there.
That is really true. You know? That makes a lot of sense. So I mean, I give him that. At least he manned up to
it.
He
was honest.
The reason why he did it, I think, was for Adriana, which puke in my mouth.
Yeah, literally.
I can't.
So over it.
Stand up.
So over it.
Another thing that was really funny, Silver to me, this episode, okay, she definitely still likes Naveed. Like, let's just be real.
Yeah, how can she not?
Just be over him like
that.
Yeah, there's breakup, like, it makes no sense.
I knew that was never gonna, you know, they wouldn't get over each other at all.
Yeah, but, I mean, in this episode, though, she meets a guy at the, it was the canned food drive or something like that.
Right.
Which I thought was real weird because I'm like, okay, now you met this guy. He's obviously interested in you. Like, he gave you these little comments, and he's obviously interested.
Obviously.
And she's just like, oh, yeah, like, there's single people, like, at the party. I'm just like... He's obviously referencing to you, but okay. You know, so she tries to, like hook him up with Annie, and I'm just like, what's tea?
That's how it usually goes.
Yeah, and so basically at the end of this whole thing, Silver ends up kissing the man after he was leaving. And I'm just like, okay, hold on, rewind. Didn't you just meet him 2 hours ago and you're about to start kissing him?
Yeah, and she was trying to hook it up with Annie. And she's like, she's too dramatic.
I mean, hello, I'm a hopeless romantic, but that stuff does not happen, okay?
Let's just
be real.
Yeah.
So I know that right there that was TV because that's just really irritating. Like, oh, I just didn't want to let you go. Okay.
That was a little too much to say.
Yeah, like,
too
it's
much
not that serious, and he wasn't even that cute. Like, please go back to Naveed. I don't want this man in the picture, okay?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so his name's Trey. Shout out to you, newcomer on 90210. You about to be done, though.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
The cutest thing, though, to me, because I am a hopeless romantic, and I just love Austin and Naomi together.
You just said you weren't.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I said I was.
No, I think you said you weren't. To be honest, that stuff doesn't happen.
Okay. Well,
I think you're wishy-washy. I think you actually want to not believe that it is, but you actually do.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Come on. You watch The Notebook all the time.
I know. It's my weakness. What can I say?
It's in our DVD player right now.
I know, probably it is. I like to cry at night and watch it. Okay, and eat my cookies and milk. Okay. Is that a problem?
I'll drink my wine and do that. It's fine.
Okay, well, I like my cookies and milk. Now everybody knows. For Christmas, just give me some cookies and milk. I'll be set, just like Sienna, you know? Cookies don't exist. Anyway, though. So, Naomi and Austin, they're, like, the cutest couple on this show, you know? And
yeah, they're cute.
But they're very dramatic, just like everybody else. On this TV show, you know, it's going to make my
kind
life
of a soap opera, like
it
more
really
of a soap
has.
Opera than like just a television show. There's so many different stories,
That's like, so true. They really should just have
very,
it as like a soap opera.
It's very developed, and the character development is, I think it's going really well with it, but I just feel like it's just so, it should be daily because there's so much to learn.
There's so much, and I'm just like keep on talking and talking, and it never stops because there's so much to talk about. And honestly, like I'd rather that be my soap opera than watching General Hospital or any of those.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Talk about dramatic.
I can't.
Okay, so they got into a fight, and I'm just like, okay, y'all are always fighting. Like, let's just get over it and just move on. And, like, you know y'all just want to do it. Just go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Get
the frustration over with.
Get it done.
But Austin, you know, made a good comment. You know, he was saying, you know, I just want to talk to you. I just want to be able to talk to you. Like, can we just talk? Like, he was getting frustrated, and I understand that. Like,
because
if you're just caught up in, like, the honeymoon stage and stuff like that. And like,
but still, there has to be good conversation to have a good relationship.
Exactly.
And Naomi doesn't really, you know, fulfill that type. I feel like she needs to work on
that. It's just all about her. She's kind of like a selfish when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
Except for Max. Max really did change her a little bit.
I miss them. Sorry. I just rather have them
I'm glad
together.
She moved on.
Whatever.
They're both swans. They look good together. Like the dirty blonde.
Ew.
Okay. Well, they look cute together.
Whatever. Brunettes have more fun.
And we do.
We do.
Long hair, don't care. Y'all see my new hair. their relationship definitely got stronger at the end when he saved her when she put her foot in the rock.
And almost started to fire.
Question. I mean, I guess it happened on that one movie, but I'm just like, it's a little rock. Like, I'm sure you could do something to remove your foot.
Yeah.
That little rock.
Exactly.
I'm just like, okay.
It's not like you're trapped in, like, a ditch.
Yeah. It just didn't make any sense to me, but okay, I guess if that's how she wants to get stuck, you know. So they get into a fight, and we come to find out Austin's parents are getting divorced. Like, they're really, he's really upset about it, and Naomi just didn't want to talk to him about it. And I feel like that's just what this whole, like, episode was about. Like, everybody's parents
Are just, it needs to be deeper.
Right.
It just, like, needs to be deeper.
Definitely. And so they definitely did get deeper, though, and at the end, they end up coming back together and having a stronger relationship, which is great, and I'm
something
so happy.
Always has to happen to have a stronger relationship.
Exactly, and that's what it was, and he rescued her, and it was kind of hot. You know, he was on a motorcycle.
Yeah, that was hot.
Can't get any hotter than that.
No.
Last but not least, the most shocking news of that whole episode is Ivy and Raj. This is just really depressing to me.
That was so intense.
Yes.
Like, I don't even, it was like.
Come to find out, like, you know, last episode he was fine. And so this whole time he's thinking about himself and not thinking about their whole relationship, saying that he wants her to go to Maryland and she's going to New Guinea and like all this stuff. And like,
'cause he has a new
life. He's just making all these like rude comments, like, you know, well, maybe we shouldn't have. There was a quote from him saying, well, maybe us getting married was a mistake. Like, okay, she has been there for you throughout this whole cancer. Now you're just switching it up and be like,
which
it's
is
my
crazy.
Life. Like,
she's been so good to him. So, so good to him.
I mean, why don't they go to New Guinea first? Then they, you
just
know.
Just figure it out. Take a vacation.
Exactly.
Go to,
talk like, about it. But they
exactly.
got married so young.
And so fast.
And,
too.
You know, people should learn from that and, you know. Look at their relationship, figure it out first, you know, where you guys want to go in life, and then make it happen. But it's just like all of, I mean, I understand they got married really quickly, and it was.
But like, they're like, they were like teenagers, you know?
Yeah. And a part of it, I feel like it was just like that true love
and then
there.
But also the cancer, that always like brings up a new element to it. Cause,
exactly.
I mean,
because they didn't know how much to live,
exactly.
you know? And now that he's, like, you know, alive and healthy, whatever, he's just, like, want to go on his new course. And so they started fighting about that. They started fighting about, you know, Ivy felt like he was just taking control and being like, this is what we're doing. This is this and this is that. But I understand where he's coming from, too, just because he sees a whole new life now.
Yeah, and he sees a whole new life for her as well.
Yeah, because now that he can do all these things for her. Yeah. And it's just a little bit of selfishness of both of them.
It is.
But the worst thing, I mean, that's not even the worst thing. The worst thing, we find out that he is not free of cancer. He has cancer again.
And that was awful. I didn't like how they played with us with that, because that's really rude. It's sad.
That's sad and it's rude. Like, I'm just like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, why tell us one thing and then the next episode? Like, no. Like,
yeah, no,
that's so, I'm just so irritated by that whole situation. Mm-hmm. And like, the worst thing was, you know, she coming back and like confessing, like, you know what, I do want to be with you, I do love you. And he just turns around. He's just like, you know what? Like, no, we just married because I had cancer, and now I don't. Like,
yeah,
whatever. It's not gonna work. And just to push her away. But I'm just like, I don't know. Like, that's gonna make me cry. Like,
it's
sad. No, it really is sad. Like,
things are complicated. That stuff is complicated.
But it's just so depressing. Like, I just really hope, seriously, they talk about it. I just really hope he gets better. This is stupid.
I know.
I'm really mad.
He needs to get better, because that was such an ugly thing that they played on us. That's such a bad trick.
Writers, that's just really mean.
It is mean. I think they had to put it in there just to kind of break up that relationship a little bit, because I guess they needed a new story for her, because it was just the same thing going over and over. So I think they had to put that kind of triangle in there, or the tangled situation,
right,
just to have them have a break for a little bit. And I feel like that was the only way to really do it honestly and to actually have Ivy go.
Yeah.
Because he could say that now, because she thought he was free of cancer.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. That was just really depressing. I'm just really sad that that had to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not going to do a commercial break. We're going to go straight into news and gossip. I have some juicy stuff for you. So let's get right into it. DJ, let's go. Jess DJ.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I forgot that we were going to the commercial break. I thought we weren't, so sorry about that. But we're going to get into news and gossip right now.
Let's do it.
I have two juicy things that I'm sure you guys want to hear about. So let's get into it. Can I have that music? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So news and gossip, we have Jessica Lowndes, who plays Adriana on the TV show, releases her new video, her debut single, I Wish I Was Gay.
Awesome.
It's very provocative, so let's check it out, it's really weird when you listen to the lyrics, you kind of understand what she's saying, and it's hilarious. A total different twist, so it's actually really good. Let's check it out.
Let's do this.
And I want to do something special for us tonight. Stop by that club you like. Mwah.
It's kind of eerie, you know? I don't really know what's going to happen. And if you listen to her lyrics, it's like really good.
I like the outfit she has on.
It has a good story to it.
Good.
And that is actually at the Roosevelt, the club.
Oh, the Roosevelt.
Yeah, what is it called? Beecher's Madhouse.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to go there.
It's so cool.
She looks good.
I know.
She does really too.
I wish I was gay. I wish I could see how to escape the Anyways.
Well, so that's the clip. That's a sneak preview. That was a good clip. Yes, that was good.
Go on YouTube and check it out. It's on there. It's
I like it.
It's really
We don't
good.
Want to show them the whole thing. We want them
right.
to get
it. It's just a little
exactly.
tease.
Just
a little tease. Like she
you
was
know,
giving that
know.
Boy yes. a tease. Yeah, no problem. No. So that was really cute.
It was so cute.
Props to her. Yeah. Get it, girl. You have a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. And also, this past weekend, me and Fancy Tracy, well, Fancy was doing a modeling job for Anna Lynn McCord. Sister for her clothing line Sloane Tate. It was a launch party and I was so excited because I was able to meet Anna Lynn. It was
love
so
it.
Sweet. I have the picture right here. Well, whenever Jesse gets it. And I was
Well, they can see it at home right now.
Oh, they can see
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we can't get it up.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's up there. That's me and her. I was so happy to meet her. She was such a sweetheart. I mean, so appreciative.
That's really
and I told her, I was like, you know what, we do this show. It was amazing.
We love
and,
you.
And yeah, I need to find a way to get somebody on here. Okay. If anybody comes by this and they know 90210, send them over here to
we'll
Apple
be nice.
TV. We will be. Yeah, so she was a definite sweetheart and her sister. Sister's clothing are actually pretty cool, so look it up. It's Sloane
Tate.
It's kind of like jogging wear. It's like lingerie wear. So it was a really cute event. It was very classy, very chic, like Naomi on 90210. So it was a great time. And let's just get into predictions real quick.
Let's do it.
Yeah. My music, yeah. I always like the music.
I love this music.
Predictions. So next week, it's called Fight Cat. No, Cat Fight and a Cat Fight and Cat Walk. Basically,
ooh, that sounds good. Like
it showed that Holly, remember Holly, the sorority girl, and Naomi get into this whole
another
cat
one.
Fight. Yes,
yes.
And I swear, Naomi has to win this one, no matter what.
She has to get her back.
Because after that party,
and Naomi has it in her to get her back, and
she
I just want to see it happen.
And she has her
ex-boyfriend
Austin, so. What's up, Holly? It's about to go down. That's pretty much what they showed us, though. So, I mean, do you think Naomi's going to come through and
win? She has to. I don't even care. It has to happen. I love to see her win. It's the best.
Yeah, so it should be pretty interesting. There's going to be a lot of different designs in there. They're going to be looking crazy and walking the runway. So that will be awesome. And I can't wait to see what happens. So we'll be with you next week, and we'll find out who wins. And I think it's going to be
Sounds
Naomi.
Like a plan.
But happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And have a great weekend. Enjoy your Thanksgiving tomorrow. And yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Be safe.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.